Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
227,000 jobs. Great spirit in the country right now. So we're very happy about that. I think that it's going to continue big league.
Bigly, super bigly. Big league is what I think he says, but I like bigly better. Bigly is a much better word. How you doing, party people? It is Friday. It is the Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for making us part of your day on this gorgeous Friday, wherever you're listening. Bigly, 227,000 jobs. We got an uptick in unemployment. You know that this is he's celebrating it, but a little bit. But the truth is, it's not. This is Obama's last hurrah. That was the last one that was tied to Obama. It's now your show, Mr. Trump, President Trump. You do with it what you will. Try not to break it, please, because we have to return it to the owners in 8 years or 4 years, depending how long your lease is there. So bigly for all of us, I would like to say. Bigly for you and me. Oh, my God. The one thing that you do have to pay attention to, and it's not the it is not the numbers per se on something like this. It is the consumer confidence. Like, what confidence do you have in our economy? That's the consumer. Are you spending money and not? What confidence do you have? That's ticked up a little bit. That's the only one that matters. The rest of this crap on politics, just stay with me. I'll keep it simple, stupid for all of us, and it'll be more entertaining. I swear it is. All that you care about is we feel better about spending cash. A little bit more than we did last month. And now we'll see how it moves forward. We feel just a little bit better. I feel better. You feel good? I feel good. All right, spend some money. Because if you're spending money and I'm spending money and we think we've got stuff going our way and we're not worried about losing our jobs, the more confident we feel, the better it is for all of us. Oh, this is going to make it amazing for all of us. It's going to make it amazing for all of us. He threw some sanctions out there today for Iran, which, it's one of those things where they've told him that they'll still test missiles. And his retort to this was simple and sweet.
Behaving. They're not behaving.
They're not behaving. They're not behaving. They're not behaving. That's it. They're not behaving. President Trump, how is Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon doing?
They're not behaving.
How about Anthony and Chad? How are they doing?
They're not behaving.
Oh, my goodness. How about the American people?
Behaving.
Oh, they're behaving. Okay. So we're not behaving, but they're behaving. This is what you do, right? I mean, you know, he doesn't take anything off the old table there, right? He's got his menu full of potentially the things I could do to you, but this is the right thing to do. So he threw some sanctions out there. It's a busy day, man. He is busy. He's going from one place to another. He signed an executive order after executive order. And one of the things he did do today was talk about Dodd-Frank. And this is important. I'm going to break it down for you. Don't know what it is. It's banking regulations. And I'm going to give you a viewpoint that most people don't give you and an understanding that most people won't give you because it's a convoluted giant thing. And most people think Dodd-Frank was a bad folk duo in the 60s. But here is what he had to say about Dodd-Frank today.
I have so many people, friends of mine, that have nice businesses. They can't borrow money. They just can't get any money because the banks just won't let them borrow because of the rules and regulations and Dodd-Frank. So we'll be talking about that in terms of the banking.
Well, what was that today? I think 2007, 2008-ish, it was there. So Dodd-Frank popped up then, and they instituted this thing to protect the consumers so there wouldn't be bad loans, so there wouldn't be bad this, so there wouldn't be bad that, and that it was really to regulate the banks. But what they did is they over-regulated the banks, and then they moved the goalpost. Case in point, they said today, one of the big wigs today said, look, here's the thing. We don't care about regulation, right? Regulation's fine. The problem is the United States government, 2010. Okay, 2010 is when it finally collapsed. But the United States government comes in and they regulate, right? And when they mean overregulate, it means we get used to the regulations. We implement the regulations. It costs us money, which eventually gets passed on to you and I in the banking world. You know, our fees go up and stuff like that. Then what ends up happening is a few years later, after they get used to it, they go and institute more regulations. So now you got to throw more stuff out there and more stuff. Plus, they tighten the grip on money they can loan because they were giving away so much money to just about anybody. All you had to do was declare you had an income and somebody was giving you $500,000 for a house on your stated income, and you were making $12 an hour. And you're living in a giant house, and for the first couple of years, you could afford to pay it. And then all of a sudden, whoa, couldn't do it anymore. And then the house was worth $300,000. You're upside down $200,000, and you can't afford the payment. It was a mess. And everybody had a part to play in it. The banks had a huge part to play in it. Wall Street had a huge part to play in it. Oh, and oh, by the way, human beings that took those loans, large part to play in it. You knew you couldn't afford that house. But Dodd-Frank, in its want and need to protect everybody, did something that, again, unintended consequences. And this is what it is. When you overregulate like that, the big banks, and the big companies, the Wall Street ones, they'll adapt. They've got all the money in the world. While they got bailout, they paid that bailout fast, and they usually paid it off with a very nice little bump for the United States people, us taxpayers. Small banks and credit unions, the implementation of all of this stuff was massive. They couldn't afford to do it. So they eventually were gobbled up. And so the whole point of trying to make everything safer ended up just, well, making it less and less competitive. So Dodd-Frank is this thing that he's talking about regulation-wise. And one of the things he's talking about is loosening up some of the regulations and rolling back some of them so they can start to loan money again. Because that's how we get into the point where we can all, you know, when we have the boom, the housing market's doing great. When the housing market's doing great, people go out and spend because you're just not going to move into a house. You're going to have to buy a new sofa and you're going to have to buy a refrigerator. You have to buy. There's lots of things. There's big box items. That's what gets the engine growing and flowing. But when you crack down to the point where you can't, everybody is a risk unless you've got 750 FICO score. Well, guess what? In this day and age, that's hard to find. People have gotten themselves back on the feet, but still. So wants to roll some of that back. And he also wants to look at the fact that there's too big to fail. I think no company is too big to fail. I think no company on earth is too big to fail. If Apple tomorrow does something horrific and it goes south and all of a sudden they start bleeding money, I don't think they're too big to fail. Do you? No. I don't think so. You and I as individual human beings, are we too big to fail? No, they don't look at us like that. Small businesses, are they too small to fail? No. Nobody's bailing them out. You may get a friend here or there that may bail you out, but by and large, you're on your own. So this is what he was doing. He was busy today doing stuff like this. And, you know, it's been a very busy, it's been a whirlwind 2 weeks. It has been. I think it's safe to say it has been a very whirlwind 2 weeks. And this president is doing everything he said he was going to do. He is implementing things at lightning speed. He is pushing through everything as fast as he possibly can. He's using executive orders and executive actions where he thinks that he can get through with that. And we'll see what takes place. People that voted for him are happy. He's got the highest disapproval rating of any president this early in their presidency. Think about that. People are unsure about it. Balance. You know what the stock market likes? It likes stability and balance. It likes to know what's happening tomorrow. It loves that. What's happening tomorrow? I need to know. Why do you need to know? Because I don't like surprises. And when Trump throws surprises out there, like hanging up on the Australian prime minister, that makes people jittery. That makes people very jittery. When you've got people showing up at the White House saying, hey, we're the business leaders you put together. Some leaders, like the CEO of Uber, he's done. He don't want to be a part of this anymore. Why is that? Well, because the bad press. He's getting blowback from his stock people. He's getting blowback from his investors and his employees for having anything to do with you. And you've got all these other business leaders there saying, "What? You know, we need skilled employees, and your H-1B visa, you're stopping people from coming in here. We don't have the people in this country to fulfill these needs, and you're going to hurt our bottom line. We're going to have to go elsewhere." We're not even going to have to import people. We're going to have to take everything out. What are you going to do for us? Trump's got a lot of stuff that he's got to think about. And he's flying by the seat of the pants. And at times it shows that. I want a White House that's adult. I don't care that it's fun at times. I don't care that it's a bit of a reality show. I don't care that at times Trump hams it up, because I think that's all a part of who he is, because he's a bit, you know, he's a larger-than-life character. I don't care about that. But what I do want is some stability there as we move forward. And some civility as well from both sides. And guess what? So does the stock market and Wall Street and Main Street. They want some stability. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We've got the urban word of the day. We got some football stuff, because I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there's this little itty-bitty game that's going to be played on Sunday called the Super Bowl. We could say that because we're not selling anything. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about with that. It is the Chad Benson Show right here.
What do I like about talk radio is the fact that you can, like, listen to, like, guys interact with each other and, like, hear their opinions. And I don't know whether it's, like, sports or something else. Like, it's dialogue going on, so.
Welcome to paradise. Chad Benson.
That's me, baby. Super Bowl's this weekend. How about this? Super Bowl fans are expected to consume 1.33 billion wings on Sunday, according to the National Chicken Council annual report. Put that staggering number into perspective, okay? The weight of those wings is 166.25 million pounds, is more than 300 times the combined weight of all 32 NFL teams, and Americans are eating more wings than ever. This year, projection is about a 6.5% bump from 2015. We're going to be chunky. That's why Monday is the number one day in America that men start their weight loss journey. I started mine back, hours ago, and fell right off the wagon. It was a hamburger wagon, but it was delicious. It was a food wagon. It was yummy. I'm kidding, people. I actually had good chicken today, Kelly, because it's National Heart Day for women or something like that. When you see women wearing red, it's because they want you to pay attention to them because of heart failure and heart diseases. So if you have a chance to, learn, get yourself checked, ladies. That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm really trying to say with the Chad Benson Show is I love ladies, and I want you to get yourself checked, is what I'm saying. I don't want you to go anywhere. I want your heart to be with me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's it. Federal judge has just declined to renew the restraining order on the Trump ban, horribly written headline by CNN, meaning the Trump administration has won. There will not be a renewing of a temporary restraining order that prohibits the detention and removal of all individuals legally authorized to come into the U.S. of America. Meaning it's going to be more protests. We got protests going on out now. Oh, God, there's protesters everywhere. Do you wonder what they do during the day? I wonder. Like, I do. I mean, I don't know what you're doing during the day, but that seems like a lot of work. You have to. Last night, I had to go somewhere and had a meeting, and there was protesters downtown, and there was 200 protesters. And as I'm driving, and I'm like, each one of them has a sign that represents none of them have the same goal. None of them had the same goal. I heard somebody, I'm just trying to think who it was today. I think it was Carl Bernstein or somebody of the Bernstein Bears. He said, God, they're the best. He said, they need to, the left needs to find their Tea Party. What's their Tea? Because the Tea Party was a singular movement. And that's what it was. It was a movement. And while they had things inside the movement, they were all unified in that. Everybody else comes out there for their own, for their own fun and whatever, thing that they're protesting. Doesn't matter what it is, It isn't. And here's another, this is just me, right? This is just me throwing it out there because I want to take you serious. If you dress as a 6-foot vagina, we've talked about it before, I don't take you seriously. I don't. If you dress, producer Phil, if you saw a 6-foot vagina coming to you and they wanted to talk to you about women's issues, what would you say?
I got some other things to do right now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm throwing that out there. I want to take you serious. I'm all about it. I'll listen to what you have to say. We could talk about stuff. No problems with that. But when you do something like that, man, 4 years they're going to be protesting Trump. That's a long time. And I heard the other night, well, we're going to break down the other night, but I heard that most of the people at Berkeley that caused the devastation and the fire burning, everything, most of them were not Berkeley students. They were bussed in specifically professional protesters, agitators. That's a good one, agitators. We know who's behind that. I'll give you he's a Curious George Soros. Curious George Soros is behind a lot of that stuff. If you don't know who he's the left's version of the Koch brothers. That's a good way to describe them. He's the left's version of the Koch brothers. Hey, I've got a very weird poll up right now. It's an odd poll, but I thought I would do it. So I want you to go to at Chad Benson Show and take the poll. If you could get away with one crime, what would it be? Murder, bank robbery, blackmail, car theft. 85% said bank robbery. 0% said murder. 8% said blackmail. 7% said car theft. It's up at Chad Benson Show. Go there. Check it out now. You can text the program as well. 323-538-2423. It is, what is it? Wear Red Day. And this is heart disease and stroke awareness. So if you see women wearing lots of red, that it is. Heart disease and stroke awareness. How about that, kids? How about that? Simple and easy. We should all get ourselves checked. It's good to know, especially as you get a little bit older. Right on? The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON, 323-538-2423. More Super Bowl facts, and Ivanka Trump is making some noise. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
What is up? Happy Friday. Hope you're enjoying your day. Lots of Super Bowl talk we're going to get to throughout the day. Little facts and figures, prop bets and whatnot. We'll also have Jason Page on later to talk about the Super Bowl. He and I will break it down to you so you can go out and throw your money around like you just don't care. Speaking of throwing your money around, let's do this right now. It's your Urban Word of the Day.
It's time for the Urban Word of the Day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban Word of the Day.
All right, your Urban Word of the Day comes from this gentleman by the name of Phil. Send it to me. We've been laughing out loud for a long time. This is called Splenda Daddy instead of Sugar Daddy. She gets all excited because she finally landed a sugar daddy until he rolls up in his Accord. It was then she realized she landed a Splenda Daddy, meaning he ain't got no dollar bills to throw around. Splenda Daddy is your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
I love listening to that because it's got Tracy Morgan in it. And you don't realize how close he came to dying in that accident from the Walmart. Remember that when he was in the limo in Florida, wherever, and he got hit with the Walmart truck hit the limo. He was a mess. I mean, he was like close to dying because you hear it and it didn't seem like a big deal, but whew. And I love Tracy Morgan. He's in that new, was it Teacher Fight or Fist Fight? What was the name of that thing he did on Saturday Night Live when he was the zookeeper or whatever? Oh my God, that was the best. That rabbit stole my credit card. Oh, here's some more staggering stuff you need to know about the Super Bowl. Cheesy, greasy pizza. We love it. Domino's says Super Bowl is the company's third busiest day of the year. Halloween's number one, followed by New Year's Eve. They're going to sell about 11 million slices of Super Bowl pizza this weekend. That's a 350% jump on a typical day. Here's what shoppers are going to spend. All right, you ready? This is what they're spending. $227 million on chips, $13 million on vegetable trays. Welcome to America. We spend $227 million on chips and $13 million on veggie trays. $10 million on deli dips, $89 million on popcorn. Who has popcorn? $58 million on deli sandwiches. We spend a lot of money. And this one's great. How much do you think we spend on alcohol there, good Phil?
Oh, I'm going to say $1.5 million.
$1.2 billion spent on beer. Flavored malt beverages and cider, almost $600 million. Wine and whiskey, another $500 million. So a little over $2.3 billion for that alone. God, that's insane. We are a drunk, fat nation. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to spend the rest of your life, America. Yeah, it is. That's why. It's going to be crazy. Monday, there's somebody, and we'll look it up. I do believe there is a petition out there to try to make the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday. And I think it's on one of those like gov.orgs or change.orgs where you get enough signatures, it's actually going to go. And this is the kind of president where he may sign it into law. We're making this a bank holiday. Yeah, there is. So Kraft Heinz wants to make the day after the Super Bowl a holiday. I would say no to that. Ivanka Trump, she's been very quiet. She has been very, very quiet. You know, she played a bigly role in the campaign. And she was seen kind of as the de facto first lady because Melania Trump, she is not. I mean, as much as she, you know, was the spotlight person, I think she loves being a mom. And I don't think she's as comfortable in the spotlight like this, where Ivanka is definitely, you know, she eats the spotlight up big time. Her husband played an integral role in this. And there's lots of stuff coming out about what their role has been. I guess there was a big party the other night where she spoke to a lot of CEOs and was trying to talk to them about, you know, getting women the family leave that they need so they can stay home and bond with their child, which I think is definitely needed. I zero problems with that whatsoever. I think in this country, with the money we waste on all this other crap, we can find a way to actually do that. Find a way in this country with employers and with us to give an opportunity for people to stay home medically, you know, the Medical Family Leave Act or whatever they want to call it, because I think it's necessary. I absolutely think it's necessary. And then there's the talk about whether or not, you know, this whole LGBT, they're worried about stuff. Were they a part of crafting some executive orders that would have overturned LGBT, or whether the, you know, was there orders out there that were scrapped because of them? And there's a struggle going on. Apparently the Kushner, the son-in-law, who is the one who keeps the president on message, he's that guy that whispers in your ear. He's sweet nothings. And the battle is becoming huge. Huge. It's huge, Producer Phil. The battle's becoming huge. Bigly huge is what it's becoming. With Kushner and Bannon. And I think Bannon's going to lose. First of all, that's your baby girl's husband. Secondly, you were family friends with him for a long time. And Kushner offers no fear to the people in America. In fact, I think he offers a little bit of they look at him as kind of a level-headed guy. Anybody who knows politics looks at him as the kind of guy that's very level-headed. Hell, he got rid of Chris Christie. But they look at him as a very level-headed. Bannon scares people. Bannon's on the cover of, Time this week, right? Where they call him the most powerful man in the world? Second most powerful man in the world? Is he? Possibly. But there's a worry there and of Bannon comparatively to Kushner. Kushner is, you know, he's son-in-law. He's successful. He's, you know, he's the kid's dad. He's your grandkid's father. He's your daughter's son. I mean, husband. I mean, you've got everything going for you if you're him. And he is, I think he's far more influential. And apparently they've been in there, and they're the ones who keep him on message, and they're the ones who I think, because I think Bannon goes in and in a lot of ways said, we're going to do this, 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 and this. Because the more I look at Bannon, And I don't think he's a white supremacist, Nancy Pelosi. I don't. But the more I look at Bannon, and the more I hear from him, and I knew who he was before, the more I look and I think to myself, something's not right here. Something's not. You give me cause for concern. Because I think you're playing to a very narrow window of people that you're trying to appease. And I think, I don't think he's long for there. I think at some point in time, Kushner is going to get him out of there. But if you're Ivanka Trump and you played a huge role in this, and people know your politics, they know that look, if you don't think that they have gay friends, right? And that's the big thing about the LGBT. Did they help them, stop this thing that was going to be signed into order? And are they doing things behind the scenes that are maybe a little bit more middle of the road as opposed to the far, far right? People know, that Ivanka has that kind of voice and that power inside of there, too. And they also know that she is not her father, but she does have her father's last name. Nordstrom's dropped her clothing line. She's going to have issues because, she was a successful businesswoman. And Trump had to have known, as did everybody else, that this was going to be a situation that the potential was there to happen. The potential was there to happen that this is going to put everybody else's business in the bullseye, right? And everybody's, crosshairs. Even though people look at her with not the same disdain as they look at their father, it still doesn't matter. She's got Trump's last name. She's not Ivanka Kushner. She's Ivanka Trump. And in saying that, she has used the Trump name as a way to brand herself even more. But it's got to be tough. It's going to be tough for her. It's going to be tough for all of them. It really is as far as the business goes. And think about this. He's eventually going to leave the office and trying to rebuild, in 4 or 8 years. God knows what's going to happen in 4 or 8 years. He could rebuild the country as far as our economics viability goes as we become that 4 to 8, 6, 10% growth. It's possible. We could all be smiling and the Trump brand could be something again. Or he could kill the brand. And before he's out, they sell it. But that Trump brand right now, it's kryptonite. People can stay away from it. And if you're in a hotel somewhere around the world and Trump is on the front of your hotel, might I add that you go to ZipRecruiter.com and look for a new job? I'm just throwing that out there. Throwing it out there. Look, if you are hiring and you're going, I'm sick of putting out these ads in all these places. It's not getting anywhere. It's taking me forever, one by one by one. Thank God Chad's here. Oh, yeah, definitely. Posting your job in that one place, it's just not good. It's not going to work for you. You want to find the right hire. We go through so much as small business owners in sifting through so many poor resumes, and people that come in and they waste your time. And you've got time is money, especially if you're a small business owner or medium-sized business owner or a big corporation. Time is money. You don't get time back. You can make up other stuff. You can't make up time. Well, ZipRecruiter.com, they're going to help you find the perfect hire. And you're going to be able to post your job on all the top sites with one singular click. That's 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter. And you can do it with ZipRecruiter.com. You can find candidates in any city, industry, nationwide. Just post once, and boom, they're going to start to roll on in. And here's the great thing. They're qualified candidates. Why is that? Because ZipRecruiter's got an easy-to-use interface. That means no juggling emails, taking lots of phone calls, wasting your time. They're going to quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Bam! That's what you want, right? The right person. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by Fortune 100 companies, thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. It is amazing. It's the best place that you can go and find that right hire. And this is what's great. Right now, listeners of the Chad Benson Show, that's you guys out there. You're looking for somebody. Go to ZipRecruiter.com and post your job for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report, okay? ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free. Find that right hire and then send me an email saying, Chad, you know what? I found the right hire. Thank you. And I'm going to say, no, thank ZipRecruiter. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Gavin McGinnis. last night was supposed to speak at NYU. And he got the Milo effect last night. We'll talk a bit about that. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama! Mama! Ma! Ma! Mom! Mom! Mom!
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
No smoke! No smoke!
Pull number five now! Move! Let's go!
Ah, NYU last night. Guess what happened at NYU? Somebody who wasn't part of groupthink showed up to give a speech and was essentially yelped at. Gavin Innes, or McGinnis? McGinnis? Mick Innes. Man, I suck at saying his name. I'm sorry, Gavin. Well, you're welcome, Chad. He was supposed to. He's a right-wing comic and commentator, a co-founder of Vice, and you've seen him all over Fox and CNN if you've watched any of the political pundit shows. And he showed up last night to give a speech, right? To give a speech. That's what he showed up to do. And it was a mini version of what happened the night before with Milo. It's ridiculous. Here's the thing. I just got a text from somebody who said, the left needs to come out and start condemning this. And you know what? Absolutely. The Nancy Pelosi's and the talking heads, the Chuck Schumer's and all of these people out there who are left-wing superstars need to come out and condemn this. Yes, you should be able to protest. Yes, you should be able to do all of those things. We have zero problems with any of that. But you know what? When you silence one voice, you'll eventually silence all. Because you're the voice people are coming for next. We've talked about it ad nauseum. The fact that it still goes on. And colleges, this is the other thing colleges have to do. And they walk a fine line. Because your first, what is your first thing you have to do as a college? You have to protect your students. Unless, of course, there's a girl on campus. You have to protect her. But the students in general. You got to protect the students. Unless you're a little boy and you happen to be going to a camp at Penn State. But you got to protect the students. Or if you're Baylor and you're, you know, going to a party with football players. But you have to protect the students. That's what you have to do. And I get that. We're a litigious society, and I understand that. But you know what makes a great college campus is having an open mind. And having a college that's willing to stand up to its students and say, no, this person's speaking. You know what they're going to have to do? And I've thought about this. You know what'd be good? Flash, like, you know how they have flash mobs? They have flash speeches where they don't tell you Milo's showing up. Milo's just in the building, and within 30 minutes, the building's full. And that way, it's too late to go on from there. Ooh, we're going to talk to Milo, I think, next week. That's something we'll talk to him about. That right there is something I think we should talk about. But it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Enough with the crap, all right? I give a lot of the agitators are people that are busting in there. But where I'm getting frustrated is it's time for the left, the progressive media that are out there, the Huffington Post and the Daily Cause and all those guys. It's time for them to come out and start damning these people for not allowing speeches and the diversity of thought on these campuses. It needs to be done. It needs to be done. It has to, for the sake of all of us. Because we are going to have a bunch of kids that are coming out into the world over the next decade that have only heard one side of any argument. And it's time that we start hearing all sides to all arguments and all debates. And producer Phil, you watched a bunch of Milo's stuff last night. What'd you think of him?
I agreed with about 80% of what he was talking about. There were a few things I was like, maybe he's doing it for show, but I wasn't having it.
You know what's funny is you said that, and this is what's funny is producer Anthony said he was just reading something that Milo said. He said, I went into Simon & Schuster, and I was as vulgar and as rude and as crazy as I could be, and I thought they were going to throw me out of there, but instead they threw a bunch of money at me and told me to write a book. It works. It works. He's honest. That's the funny thing. He's honest in a lot of stuff, but there is stuff he says, and it's because it's about invoking a reaction. And you know what? I want to go on one of these campuses and give a speech. Bring me. I'm good with it, and I will fight through it all. I'm not worried about you and your signs. Signs? Signs everywhere. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. We talked about how much money is going to be spent on the Super Bowl for snacks and drink. Well, guess what? We're going to see a 20% plus bump in weed sales on Sunday. 20% bump. So it is the Super Bowl and past the Super Big Bowl over here.
I hope it's not surge pricing.
It's not surge pricing, that's for sure. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-P-E-N-S-O-N. Smoke two joints at the Super Bowl. Smoke two joints at halftime. Text the program, 323-538-2423. People are like, Chad, you don't smoke. I know, it's a song. Let's get over it, people. Happy Friday, everybody. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.